pancakes?
I know. Yeah, we could use that today. It was pretty chilly out there, but it's good to be out there. It's a good time of year to be playing football. So whatever the elements are, you know, you got to appreciate them because we've had quite a few of those type of games where the weather's been crappy, and, you know, the more you practice in it, the more you get used to it, and you got to try to take advantage of it if you get, crappy weather.
You've seen the Ravens, obviously, a good deal in the playoffs, especially in the last several years, but this Ravens defense that you're going against, I'm not talking in talent, but just in what you see, how different is it from what you've seen in the past?
Well, every year is different, and it takes on a different feel, and they got the same coordinator, and we know Dean, you know, from his time here, he's a really good coach. So, he has those guys ready to go. They obviously played a great game last week in Pittsburgh, and it takes a big effort to win on the road like that in the playoffs. So they've been really good at that. They're a very tough team. They're physical. They're smart. They got a lot of playmakers. So, it's a lot of fun. We've got a great history with them, so we've got a lot of meaningful games against them, and I'm sure this will be another one.
What has LeGarrette Blount done for you, Tom, since he's been back in the backfield?
He's been a great addition. We obviously realized last year, how talented he was, and for us to get him back for the stretch run's been great. So he hasn't been in there a lot lately, but he's excited, ready to go. We all are. It's been a couple weeks from really being in there playing, and we got a great opportunity for us. So everyone should be excited. It's a great time of year.
There are some teams that if you line up and say, okay, we're going to run, we're going to run, and we're going to be able to have that success. With the Ravens, do you look at that as being so stout up front that you can't bang your head against that wall and try and run?
Well, you got to be able to do both. You can't, you whenever you do run it, you got to run it efficiently. And we played a lot of good run defenses this year. Mm-hmm. But you got to be balanced. You can't ever lose your balance as an offense. And you become one-dimensional against any team in the NFL, it's hard to win. So, it's been some games where we've run it really effectively against them. It's been great. The times where it gets out of hand is, it usually goes in their direction. So we played them last year, late in the year, and ran it great. So we got to be able to do the same thing.
Tom, can you talk about what it means to have a healthy Gronk back in there for this playoff run?
Yeah, he's a real key to our offense. So he's a very talented player, and we got to find ways to get him the ball. He's got to be a big factor, and we're all excited to be out there this week. So he didn't play last game against Buffalo, but we're going to need him to play big this week.
Do you look at the last three playoff games against them, where you guys admittedly didn't do that great? Do you look at the film now in preparation, or is that so old? Do you still kind of peek at those three games in preparation for this one?
Yeah, well, it's the same coordinator, so, a lot of the scheme stuff, you see how he tried to defend us back then, but, we're a different team now, too, so I think the more information, the better, and I think you try to gather as much information as you can. But we're a different team then. They're a different team. So I think it's, just you got to study a lot of stuff they've been doing really well this year, be prepared for that, and try to play to our strengths. I think that's what our goal is.
Tom, what are some of the most important aspects of an offensive line playing well, being successful, working in perfect cohesion?
Well, obviously the communication between those guys is really important because they all work as a unit, and the more familiarity they have and the more they trust one another, the better they play. And the group we have in there has done a great job of that. So they're really well coached. A lot of the guys have been in this system for a while, so. They know how to play together. They know what to do. They trust each other. They've had a great year. So we've been able to throw it really well. We've been able to run it well. They're good in pass protection. Really good run blockers. So it's a real strength of our team.
Tom, how much of a motivation is it for you personally that it's now been 10 years since your last championship and trying to kind of put a bookend on this as your career reaches this stage?
The stage? What's that mean? What stage is that? My twilight years? Yeah. Every year is important, so, we're always trying to, win the last game of the year. So we set pretty high expectations. I think, we all have high expectations, but you got to go out there and earn it. So it's not easy, and, this is a first step for us. So a lot of teams played last week. We didn't get a chance to do that. But this is the week where we really can try to make an impact on you know, this season. We worked pretty hard to get to this point. So
after winning three championships in the first 4 years that you were starting, are you surprised? I know you've been to a couple since then, but are you surprised it's been this long for the team that you haven't got another championship?
I'm not, you know, truthfully, I'm not really thinking about much of that this week. I think it's a, you know, every year is different. So, like I said, we're trying to, you know, be the last team standing. There's only one team truly that has a great year. It's very competitive, and we're in a position to do something about it. So, I'm excited about an opportunity.
What are your impressions of Suggs and what he means to that defense from the, you know, the opposing perspective?
Yeah, he's phenomenal. I mean, he's 12th year. I mean, he looks like it's his third year out there. He's the leader of that defense. He's, you know, makes great plays. He's, you know, I think there's like the play that's called and then what he actually does. So even though, you know, he has a certain responsibility, if he sniffs it out, he takes a shot and goes for it. So he may have contained, but he may rip inside and try to make a play in the backfield. You know, he's just a smart player. We played against him a bunch of times. He takes away a lot of stuff, and I have a lot of respect for, you know, his ability to play the game at a high level. He's, you know, phenomenal.
Do you ever find yourself amused when, if you hear the remarks, I guess, after the game against the Steelers, he said, you know, we know what everyone wants to see. We hope to disrupt those plans, insinuating maybe, you know, another Brady Manning game, you know, the next week.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's, you know, we never really talked a lot on the field, so we never really talked much off the field either, so. Yeah, it's the way it goes. But he's a great player.
Tom, I know you said in the past that you want to be playing your best football after Thanksgiving. From the offensive standpoint, do you think that was the case?
Well, you know, we're in a decent position now, so I think that's all that matters going forward is, you know, where we're at. We've put ourselves in a good position to have a home playoff game, and you know, we got to go out there and take advantage of it. So hopefully, you know, we can do that. It's been a, you know, it's been a great year to this point, but you know, now's when the opportunity really starts for us.
How's that on-field rivalry kind of progress when it ends? Like, for instance, I'm thinking of Jason Taylor. You guys seem as if you're friends, and because of all that shared experience, it ends up being a fun relationship, a fun conversation. Do you foresee that happening with Suggs? I think Ray Lewis and you have talked, and Ed Reed, and
yeah,
guys through the years. Does that happen?
Well, I think there's a lot of commonality, you know, of playing in so many meaningful games against certain players and going up against guys who have been in your conference for 10-plus years and you played 20-plus games against those guys. You have a mutual respect for, you know, your ability to be out there and to try to, you know, test the opponent. And I think you always gain a respect for your opponent when they play really well for a long period of time. So, you know, it's always a chess match, I think. You know, football is very much that way. It's, you know, we're doing one thing, they try to take it away, we make the adjustment, then they make the adjustment, and then, you know, it's probably a lot like, you know, great boxers that just go back and forth and back and forth, and you test each other's will, and you get the most out of your opponent, and I think that's where the appreciation comes from, because without that opponent on the other side of the ball, it doesn't raise your level to, you know, the caliber that you, you know, maybe would love for it to get to, so it's
a nice relationship down the road.
Send Christmas cards to one another? Maybe. We'll see.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, he tries to sniff a play out, and if he guesses right, you're in trouble. Do you ever try to do that with him, knowing he is such an aggressive player, and that if you know he's going to jump a certain gap, there's going to be a big play, a big opportunity for a big play?
Yeah, he does that, and he's, you know, he's always right. So he's obviously got a great cue on what the offense is doing, so he's got great ability. I mean, the difference on defense is you can move all the way up to the, to, you know, to the ball snap. So they can have 11 guys moving if they want. Offensively, you know, we got to be set, ready to go. And but playing at home, our communication should be, you know, really solid.
Have you ever, looking back in the film and all the times you've played him, have you ever sensed that, you know, that's what he was doing? And if he does it again, here's a chance for a huge play if we hit it right.
It's hard with him because he's on a defensive front. I mean, it's not like he's a safety that's trying to, like Ed Reed would try to leave the middle of the field, you know, where that's his responsibility and try to jump a 2-yard under route. But no, that's not really his responsibility. He plays on the line of scrimmage. I mean, he tries to set the edge in a run game. He's very stout, great pass rusher. I mean, they all got a lot of good pass rushers. So, you know, every player has different responsibilities on the defense. I think he plays his responsibility really well, but then he also plays other guys' responsibilities when he thinks that's where the ball is going. So I think that's what makes him a real dangerous player, a great player for their defense, is that his ability to not only do his job, but help all the other guys do their job too.
Do the two losses that you had in the playoffs against them make you hungrier this time? I know every game's important, but because, you know, there's those two, and then the third playoff, you won by 3 points. Does that make you even more, all right, you know, this is our chance in a way to show we can beat these guys when it really counts?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's, you know, thinking back on anything that happened, you know, years ago, because I don't think that's really useful. I mean, I think, you know, like I said earlier in the week, we can't change what's happened, or you just have to move forward, and you have to think about the things that we've done really well this year, try to, you know, look at those and use those as the way to, you know, attain the goal that we set out for a long time ago, just to win this game. So we got a great opportunity to be able to do that. We put ourselves in a good position. We just got to take advantage of it. So, like I said, you got to have a respect for your opponents and their ability to do things. They're a very good football team. They've finished 10-6, won a road playoff game, so it's a very capable team. They've always had a very capable team. They've always had a very strong defense with a lot of good defensive playmakers and great coaching. They're good in all phases of the game. That's why they're in this spot. So you can't go out there and play an average game and expect to beat these guys. You have to go out there and play your best. So that's what we're working hard to do. I think a lot of guys have worked really hard, you know, over the course of the last 8 or 9 days to put themselves in the position that we had today, which we had great practice. So got to go out there and do it again tomorrow, and that only leads to better preparation for this game, which is the most important game of our season.
Tom, earlier in the season, you said you were working on trying to your ability to extend plays. How do you think that's gone, and is that something you're thinking about given how well Baltimore gets after the quarterback?
Yeah, they do a great job getting after the quarterback. I think it's second league in sacks or 49 sacks or something like that. They got a lot of guys who can rush the quarterback, not with just three, you know, four rushers, but sometimes three rushers. You know, they blitz a decent amount of time, so, you know, we're going to need to be able to move around in the pocket and try to buy ourselves a little more time. You know, all these guys can still run me down, so it doesn't matter. I'm still slower than all those guys. If I find some space, I'll be able to move around and hopefully, you know, give our receivers a little more time to get open. But, I mean, I don't think you want to stand back there and see how long you can hold the ball against these guys.
Tom, this time of year, you've often talked about just your job is to play the best you can for your team. This time of year, has been more pressure on you to do that? Do you feel that pressure?
I think there's, you know, it's a very pressurized job, and I think that's just the way it is, and I think when you sign up for it, that's what comes along with it. So, you know, we're all tied together, so it's you know, there's pressure for me to, you know, go out there and perform at a high level. There's pressure for our left tackle to do that. There's pressure on the center to do that. So we're all tied together, and I think we all realize the importance of this game. So, like I said, it's a different time of the season than it was when you could lose a game in November and play the next Sunday. You know, there's no game next week if you don't play well. So that's the difference. There's a lot of urgency, and you get all your best players doing the best stuff you do, and you, you know, you go out there and you see how you match up against the other great teams.
Tom, I apologize. I have a pretty generic one. What aspects of home field advantage, you just mentioned communication, what aspects carry the most weight, the most legitimacy with you?
Well, it always goes to, you know, execution and how well you play because, I mean, there's nothing that the crowd can do to help you make the plays that you're supposed to make. I think there's things that the communication and the ability to communicate late in the play clock is a strong advantage for the offense. And ultimately, you never really want to run bad plays. And, you know, whatever communication we need or all the way up until the ball snap, we got to be able to do that so everybody can be on the same page, whether that's offensive line, whether that's the receivers, whether that's the quarterback to the running back, whatever it takes for us to all be on the same page so that we can anticipate what we're doing and ultimately make a good play. You don't want too many negative plays against this team or to go backward penalties. All those things really hurt you against these guys.
How important is Dan Conley's presence on the offensive line?
He's done a great job for us this year, so he's a real veteran presence. I think he's got a lot of poise, very tough, very hard-nosed guy. And, you know, he loves football, and he loves doing a great job for this team. So, you know, having him sitting in there next to Stork, which has been, you know, great for us, and Wendy on both sides of Brian has been a great experience for Brian. So, you know, we got a great group up front.
What's he done for Nate Solder?
Yeah, it's great to have the, you know, the chemistry between those two positions, and a lot of it's trust. You know, you got to trust that the guy next to you is doing your job. So, like I said, all those guys are tied together, you know, more so than, you know, they think that job is tough to do. I mean, they got the best athletes maybe in the world sitting on the other side trying to go kill the quarterback, and they got to do everything they can to defend and not hold. And, you know, the defensive guys can move at the last second, and they do everything they can to, you know, try to be on the offense, the defensive guys, to try to be really, you know, penetrating and so forth. So, you know, as an offensive lineman, you gotta be really mentally and physically tough, work your butt off to, you know, protect, to run block. You know, and I think our guys do a great job of that. So they take a lot of pride in it. They're really well coached. You know, they've done a great job for us this year.
Tom, you faced some of the premier quarterbacks in the league this year. Where does Joe Flacco rank among them?
On my quarterback ranking list. No, Joe's a great player. So, I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. He's done a great job for his team. He's a great leader. You know, he's got a great arm. I mean, I've watched him for a long time. I don't know what years this is for him, but he seems like he's been around for a while, and he's played, and he's been durable. He's been a great player for that team. So they've won a lot of playoff games. They got a lot of strengths offensively and defensively and special teams. They're really well coached. Like I said, they're good in all three phases, and obviously Joe does a great job for them.
Tom, could you just talk about the special teams and you guys? They've made some huge plays for you all year. What kind of lift does that give you?
Well, it's huge. I mean, there's a lot of hidden plays and hidden yards that you don't talk about, you know, after the game, and field position is obviously one of those, and it sometimes gets overlooked. But, you know, you give up 12 yards or 14 yards of field position every possession, it takes a toll on you offensively and your ability to score points. I think we've done a great job with field position over the course of the season. Our special teams have been real strength of ours for a long time. So we got a lot of guys to take a lot of pride in that, really well coached also. So, and we're going up against a team that is very much the same. That's, you know, very good. You know, they got a very good group. Their head coach background was in the special teams. So, you know, it's a great matchup. They got, you know, a great group of guys. They got a great return game. You know, we got some guys who can really do a great job of that too. So hopefully we can make more plays than them.
I know you don't want to keep Dan waiting here. He's going to take over for you. So I'll just ask the last one. You guys had, I think, 6 days since your last practice. You went Wednesday last week, come back today. I'm just curious, did you detect a freshness, or did you feel a freshness when you get back to practice today from having that stretch off?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been great for, you know, everybody to just obviously get your body just a chance to take a little break and you know, heal up a little bit. So, but it's, you know, I think we've been going at it pretty hard for a while, and everyone's excited to be out there today. So, like I said, it's a great opportunity for our team to have a chance to have a home playoff game against, you know, another great team. I mean, these are games you remember. So, we got to be at our best, and the guys, you know, we had a great day of practice today. So, hopefully we can go out tomorrow and do another one, and then Thursday have another one, and then be ready to go Saturday, because it's a great test for our team. Thank you. Thank you.